Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the Cities Podcast. Childcare is proving to be one of the biggest hurdles facing the jobs economy across the country and here in the cities. Western Illinois University is instituting new initiatives that could help both parents and students. Now, for one thing, Western is taking over an empty office space in downtown Moline to offer some much-needed childcare help. We talked with Dr. Lindsay Meeker, who is helping spearhead this partnership between the city, developers, and the university. Just how desperate are families right now seeking childcare? I mean, it's getting to be a critical position.
We know that nationwide, the number one reason families are citing is the inability to get back into the workforce following the pandemic is the number one. It's childcare. We can't go back to work because we don't have childcare for our children, especially infant to toddler range is extremely difficult because even places that have four-year-old preschool, a lot of times don't have those birth to three options in the way that are necessary for people to get back to work. Q2030, along with Skip Along Family Services and United Way, did a study prior to the pandemic, noting almost a lack of 7,000 childcare spaces in the Quad Cities. And that was before the pandemic. And we know we've lost childcare options since then. So we know that problem has only grown. So we can, and how that data kind of came about was we looked at the number of children ages birth to five, the number of childcare slots available, and did the math. And we came up with approximately 7,000 short. Now, of course, not everybody sends their child to a community-based childcare or public preschool option. But that sets the stage for a really big shortage in our area. We know that we have waiting lists upon waiting lists for the programs that we do have. I have personally interviewed some parents in the last couple of weeks, and I'm able to share a little bit. But one parent that I interviewed indicated that she has had to send her small children to live with her mother during the week because she cannot find childcare. So in order to get back to her public teaching job in public education in our community, she's had to send her child somewhere else. And that's with a parent. So she has that option, but I think that gives us a picture of how desperate the situation kind of is right now.
And it's being recognized by Western Illinois University in a number of different initiatives, one being announced just recently, the expansion into the Enterprise Lofts in the heart of Moline. That's what's got you really excited right now, among other things. Why is that so important?
That is really exciting for me right now. It's been about a two-year project of kind of planning and thinking and trying to figure that out, and lots of help from community mentors. So we are looking to open that for childcare slots, which is, you know, truly desperate, but also in addition to that, a workforce development site. So in the meantime, and over the last couple of years, even prior to my arrival at Western has shown up to be part of the workforce development kind of solution. And so we started with the Gateways grant, and that grant was for both students served in McComb and Quad Cities. And what that grant did was allow early childhood workforce to be able to come back to school to grow their degree pathway so that they could reach teacher certification. And then the state came in and said, hey, this is a huge problem and we're going to bring something to the table. So right now there's a grant out there for early childhood workers to be able to get their tuition paid for through the Equity Access Consortium out of the state of Illinois. There's actually legislation that's accompanying that, and they can go back and get their degree and that cost is covered. And that was one of the huge barriers, because the pay in early childhood is just ridiculously low. The other advocacy point we need is pay equity, but now they're able to upskill without the barrier of the cost. And Western is working alongside Black Hawk College to be able to provide a complete pathway for our Quad City students in that workforce kind of group of people, so that they can get all the way to their Pell, which is their professional educator license. We're offering online classes. We're offering in-person mentoring or Zoom support mentoring. We are working with both school districts and community childcare partners to recruit. So that is a huge effort happening right now. Why the center is so cool is that's going to be a great space for people to be able to get hands-on experience within their programs, whether they're in a non-traditional program, traditional early childhood program, which has been welcomed back to the Quad City campus this fall. So I'm so excited to be a part of that, as well as some of our high schools. Our high schools are currently looking at the teacher shortage, one of those being early childhood, but we have lots of teacher shortage areas across the state of Illinois, including EL bilingual, science educators, early elementary education, all of those pieces are having shortages. So our local high schools are coming to the table and we're partnering with them as well. Earlier in the fall, we did a field trip with Bullion High School Grow Your Own Teachers. We also met with the early childhood program students out of the East Moline School District. I think this site can provide a really neat option for us to look at things like CDA on the way, which is like stepping high schoolers into that first certification for working in early childhood. I think it gives opportunities for after school, hands-on experiences, maybe even during the day, depending on the student's schedule. So I think it opens up lots of workforce development options. I also plan to utilize it with parent engagement and family empowerment. So we'll be able to use that space to have an early childhood parent mentor program.
It also, interestingly enough, has a Spanish bilingual learning component to it. Why is that a part of it and why is that so important?
Well, so our community is very multilingual and we're blessed with that. What a gift to have in our community. Many of our school districts serve multilingual learners. East Moline, Moline, Rock Island, you're looking at approximately 25% of their kindergartners being multilingual learners, and across, you know, maybe 16 to 20 languages even in some of those districts. One of our high incidence languages that occurs outside of English is Spanish. And we're looking to think about how do we provide a multilingual experience and which community would make sense to try to serve in that way. And right now it's Spanish in our community. So we're looking to do that. The multilingual experience itself is, we know that when children are exposed to a different language when they're little, that actually different parts of their brain turn on and it does all kinds of fantastic things. So for all students, the bilingual brain is just better. It's a gift. But in addition to that, we want to be able to serve our multilingual learners and their families in an equitable way in birth to five spaces in the Quad Cities. And at WIU, we feel like we can create a good model for that.
Now, Western hopes to open the facility in the Enterprise Loft by August, if I'm not mistaken.
That is the goal. We are hoping to do that. We are currently working closely with our team at WIU to get the space procured. We have an LOI in place, so letter of intent for that lease space. We are working with funders right now. We have some funds identified already within the university, and I think we can do it.
Well, are you seeing parents actually already contacting you saying, I got to get in?
We do have after some of the media pieces came out, we of course do have parents asking that question. And as soon as we have the ability to have a wait list or sign up, we will. It is important for us to note that we're really looking to partner closely with organizations that can help us make this space accessible. So we definitely want to look at child care assistance program, pieces like that, because we know that the demographic hit most critically during the pandemic was our linguistically, culturally, and income diverse families. So we will be making that a priority in enrollment, and that's really important to us to serve that community.
Do you see this as just a seed, like just a beginning? This isn't the end all. What do you see for the future as far as Western's concerned, especially with childcare education?
I think, you know, Western has a track of providing lab site early childhood space for growth. For example, you know, our Macomb site already has a lab school that's been up and running for a long time. It looks a little bit differently than ours will, because we really believe in designing around the community in which we're going to be serving. And so they do look differently, but that success has already been there as a model for us. We look to get this program going. And I think Christy Vindrup would agree, as she talks about it too. The dream, right, would be that we get this program full and going, and then we look for the next childcare desert spot to open another one up. Right now, I'll just be excited to get this one open. But yes, we have had conversations about how do we continue to serve the childcare deserts in our community, and this is a good start for us.
Dr. Lindsay Meeker with Western Illinois University.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.